Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Welcome to a Thursday edition of the Weekly Conversation. I'm your host, the man with the mic. Welcome to a conversation that I hope you feel a part of. John Lewis called for tighter gun control in the wake of Las Vegas. Everyone's calling for, oh, we're America, and the biggest one of the biggest parties in this country is run and owned by people that don't want guns control, don't want to do anything to try to stop guns and all this. NRA actually got involved, but I think it's time to move on at the same time, and I want to get into that. And I guess there's evidence that he planned on doing way more. I've read, it's amazing, for every like one story you read that's probably true, there's probably 10 on this Vegas shooting that are not. That there's been videos in his hotel room, that he filmed it all, that there's more than one shooter, you name it. And that's what we do on the show. I got to sort through all that. and there's tons of it out there. Like, you know, there's like would a silencer have helped anything? Okay, a silencer would take an AK-47 down to any gun enthusiast knows down to about, it would drop at 30 decibels, down to about 132 decibels, which would be about a jackhammer or a shotgun. They would have still found them. I want to get into that. And his wife is still like a person of interest in the FBI, saying they got to work very delicately to ensure that they get her and get the right information from her. Also, a Siberian man from Siberia, southern Siberia, claims he's the reincarnation of Christ, and he, like, people that follow him, you have to give up drinking, smoking if you do that, and money. You shouldn't have money because it's the root of all evil and all this stuff. And there are people that, you know, the raging debate, is he real? Is he a hoax? Is he, you know? Yeah. He kind of looks like the guy, but other than that, Jesus. They have photos online. I've seen the paintings of the people who have been to heaven, you know, like 90 minutes in heaven and 60 minutes in heaven, the kids that drew the paintings or had them drawn, you know. That's about it. I'm not saying I'm not... You know, I see Jesus all the time in the people, you know, because you're made in his image. You're made in God's image, so yeah. But, you know, I mean, let's go on. That much, much more. So welcome to the conversation that I hope you're a part of, folks. Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek his will in all you do, and he will show you which path to take. And we kind of need that right now. And, you know, as we get started, I want you to get a prayer chain going after my sister. I mean, I'm going to look into, if you ever saw the Boy in the Bubble with John Travolta, I think she needs to be in one of those, like, protective bubbles, because she busted up her ankle. No, knee.
Well, my what?
Yeah, the knee. And Lord help her. So she could really use your prayers right now. And I want to thank you so much for tuning in tonight, because the debate rages on, you know. Because we're inconsiderate a-holes, because, you know, we, I'm an inconsiderate a-hole because I realize that no drug law has stopped drugs from getting into this country. How many billions of pounds of cocaine make it into this country every year? Oh yeah, the cops will sit there and like, look, we seized 10 pounds of cocaine. Congratulations, 100 million tons just got by you. And that's sometimes what they'll do. They'll have crates that get busted on purpose. They make sure they get busted. They have counterfeit goods in order for them to allow better and more valuable counterfeit goods to get by. You know, you're not going to, okay, now if you're talking like truly banning guns to where like the military doesn't have guns, cops don't have guns, no one can have a gun, period. Yeah. Well, Britain, the police officers have guns in Britain. But yeah. But anyways, even if we went that far, guns will still get in. Watch all those Drugs Inc. shows on that Geographic. Oh, I love gun laws. The harder it is for a regular citizen to get a gun, the more money I can make. You know, but I mean, the real problem in this country is the fact that, you know, the Republican Party is only white males. There's no women. There's no blacks. You should watch the Bob and Tom program when they have people on there, the hip-hop Republicans. Yes, my wife has nut sacks on her chest. Yes, all you female Republicans, those are not breasts. Those are actually testicles that grew on your chest. Because only white males are Republicans. We're all racist. We're all neo-Nazi skinheads. We all want to just go back to hanging black people in trees. You know, that's what these people think. And they're the ones that, you know, they're the ones that preach tolerance. We're the most tolerant people. Unfortunately, we believe in a rule of law. I mean, imagine if there was no laws. You wouldn't have to stop at a stop sign. You wouldn't have to do anything. Okay, I can rob a bank. What's the big deal? What are they going to do to me? Nothing. There's no law against it. Okay. But, you know, you don't support immigrants because you want to make sure that they come here legally. How does that make you? That's basically what they're telling you. You do not like you're an immigrant. My ancestors were, yeah, they came here legally to Ellis Island. Yeah, I was born here. Remember, my aunt did a DNA test and we're like 10% Kurdish, so I'm a victim. Pay up. I don't understand. Where does the logic, they don't make sense. You may not agree with Trump, but he said the same thing for how many years? If you really want to do something to help out Puerto Rico, get groups of people together and go and mission and be there and help out and get supplies and donate stuff and don't rely on charities. What was the Susan G. Komen Foundation? I think I said this like a couple years ago, like 26 cents out of every dollar goes to cancer research. So where's the other 74% go? Where's it go? Where does that money go, folks? That's the problem. Oh, well, you don't want to help people. Well, I'll get on. Yeah, I'll go there and I'll help someone. But I'm not going to give my money to a charity that's going to give like 1% of it away to help people and then keep the rest for their own pocketbook. I'm going to look up and see what the CEO or what the chief operating officer of the Red Cross, what his salary is. Because I bet you it's a crap load of money. I wouldn't be surprised if it's in the millions for someone that's supposed to be helping people. But that's the illusion. People think that, oh, he runs the Red Cross, and he's like Mother Teresa. It's not the case. I mean, like the guy that runs, what is it, PBS has like $800,000 salary. Yeah, public. Yeah, you're paying for it. Yeah. Old SNL skit with, you know, Tammy Faye Baker and I need your emotional and financial support now more than ever. But that's how it is, folks. You know, in the wake of this shooting, Stephen Paddock, there's evidence now that he planned to potentially bomb or do other things. And there was evidence that he potentially tried to get out of the hotel room and get away. And right now, that's all speculation. We don't really know what is true or not on that. And you wonder if we'll ever know the whole story of what goes on or what if they can even tell you. I mean, I do know the FBI has to do a lot to try to get the shooter's girlfriend. Because they basically got to convince the girlfriend not to go to get a lawyer. She can get a lawyer, but they want to try to get anything they can out of her. Because they honestly think she knows way more than what's going on. Like, if he planned to do more, they believe she knows more than she's going to say. So we just have to kind of wait and see how that plays out. If she does know more, and what did she know, and could she have really, you know... Could she have stopped it? Could she, yeah. Because she could come out and say, yeah, he talked about stuff like this, but I just... Wow, you know, I've kind of joked about, you know, like, made jokes about stuff, but it was never something that I was serious, or never, you know. Well, I just thought he was just talking out his butt. I never expected him to actually follow through with it. It's just one of those things that...
I wish we could find out for sure if he acted alone.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of questions in this Vegas shooting that I don't think we'll ever have an answer to, you know. I mean, I don't know. I really don't know at this point because I've only heard from the UK Daily Mail that they claim that he had multiple cameras and he filmed it all and all this. And until they do major investigating, you're not going to know anything for a while, whether or not any of that came to fruition or all this stuff. So it's kind of a waiting game at this point with that, you know. But she is supposedly cooperating and came back and did, you know, so she's, we'll have to wait and see what comes out of his girlfriend and all this, you know. But the problem you have in this country, folks, is you have a huge, you know, well, the people don't trust the politics because, well, most Republicans are white and they're male. And, you know, how is that? I don't trust politics, period. Why? Because just look at the figures. Look at how we go back and forth between Republicans and Democrats, Republicans and Democrats, Republicans and Democrats. If one party was so great and so superior, you'd vote Democrats every year or Republicans every year, year after year after year. During the presidential election, you'd vote Democrat. Then during the midterms, you'd vote Democrat. Then come a presidential election, you'd vote Democrat again. Then in the primaries, you'd vote. But that's not the case. It's not having a democratically controlled House, and people have seen a democratically controlled House and Senate and the presidency, and nothing changed. They saw a democratically controlled House and Senate, with a Republican president and nothing happened. You've seen a Republican-controlled House and Senate with a Republican president and nothing changed. You saw a Republican president and, you know, every combination you can think of. Democratic president, Republican control House and Senate, nothing's changed. All you've seen is they get richer and richer and you get poorer and poorer. We are one step away, I believe, in this country from a revolution again. Where people are tired and they're fed up. Okay, I'm done. I'm done. Okay, I'm working, my wife's working 10 jobs, I'm working 20 jobs just to make ends meet, just to be broke. And here these politicians are eating on 24-karat gold china, eating out of palladium chalices and using solid silver utensils and having filet mignon and lobster tail every evening. And here we are taking a can of soup, putting a hole in it so that the steam can come out, and just putting it on the burner and turning it on and hoping it doesn't explode. And heating it up, and there's your dinner. That's what happened in the French Revolution, when the kings and queens were living like billionaires and millionaires and everyone else is damn near homeless. People had seen nothing working, and they said, you know what? Here's a man that's smart enough to realize that he ain't going to win. And if he goes as an independent, Hillary Clinton's in the White House. He's going to run as basically an independent in the Republican Party. And we said, let's give someone, what do we got to lose? We've been screwed by everyone else. What do we got to lose? I mean, the man has nothing to gain. He's a billionaire. He didn't need any more money. And of course, they try to blame everything on him. And well, here we go again. Okay, we got another shooting, and nothing. And here we go. We got another Republican country that's not going to try to do anything to ban guns. Well. If gun control really worked, Chicago would be a great city to live in. And let me tell you, I've been to many parts of Chicago where they're like, man, you're in the wrong hood, man. You better just turn. Okay, you go out this road, you make a right, you make a first left, and you get on 94 and you don't look back, bro. And they have high, high gun control, strict standards. But that's how it is. You know, they're trying to, they got an agenda they got to fix. We need to have gun control, but I need to make sure that there's people fully loaded and fully armed that protect my butt. Like I've said many times before, like I've gotten liberals to shut up. I'm like, oh, well, see, our president gave us health care and your president's trying to take it away. I said, yeah, your president introduced healthcare that's so great that his name's on it and he won't even use it. His single achievement, in my opinion, the only thing Obama did, Obamacare, it's so great that he exempted himself from it. How does that make sense? I shut that dude up so fast. But I don't know how people believe the stuff that comes out of these people's mouths. I mean, the National Rifle Association is even asking for the federal people to review the so-called bump stock and suggest new rules might be needed. They're actually looking into, okay, maybe this thing that can turn most guns into some automatic weapon need to be looked at again. What a concept. The NRA actually doing proactive stuff. Well, that's what they do. You know, they know when to look into something when it's a waste of time. That's not banning guns. That's just making, that just makes almost any gun a semi-automatic weapon. See, this is what this, I mean, I'm sure once I read this, you can guess who said this one. I can't believe that one whole political party on the greatest country on earth is totally sold on the gun lobby and will do whatever they are ordered to do, fight the loss of life. That's Hillary Clinton, you know. Because, you know, Trump is Hitler and he wants to take all the guns and control us and run us and take over the world because he's basically Hillary. No, that's Hillary. Yeah, Hillary Clinton would do that. Hillary Clinton would do more things that would be aligned with what Hitler did than Trump would ever do. I mean, take a look at it from that standpoint. I loved it. If I was in an audience and I'm sitting there and I'd ask her, okay, when you mean gun control, are you talking about making sure that everyone that protects you is unarmed? No police officer can carry a gun. No military person can carry a gun. No tanks have any ammunition. They're all, you know, the planes, no missiles, no nothing. We take every piece of ammunition and have it destroyed, every missile, everything, so that there's no, that, like, if you want to pretend to shoot someone, make a sound with your mouth in the tank. We'll give you a megaphone. I mean, that makes about as much sense as, you know, I'm the asshole because I don't want to have gun control. Because it's not going to stop anything. Now, any of you watch that Founders movie? I worked at McDonald's, so, you know, I watched that about a month ago, but why can't I go to this McDonald's? McDonald's Happy Meal had a bag of cocaine in it. I'd be like, cha-ching, all right. Yeah, I got to come to this McDonald's more often. Woo-hoo. But I guess they're investigating it. It might have been something like where it was meant to be given to someone, like he was like a deal going down and went to the wrong person. But it was the Bronx McDonald's was dishing up more than burgers and fries. A night shift manager was busted for offering a side of cocaine with his Happy Meal. Authorities caught Frank Gennaro, 26, red-handed during a three-month undercover investigation dubbed Operation Off the Menu, according to a city special narcotics prosecutor. And I guess that's what he was doing. I think they were like, you want something? If you gave the right code words, you know, they would give you in your Happy Meal or whatever, so you could go up there and ask for something, and, you know, and that's how he could deal with drugs. And it was like $10,900 worth. You know, with the Happy Meal with the special Coke? Yeah. I mean, what happened to the good old days when you got a toy in the Happy Meal box? Now, when you buy stuff, you gotta double check and make sure that you know that what's in your actual Happy Meal. I just look at, like, because they have a photo, and it goes, Tim Kaine doubles down on Clinton's post, Vegas silencer claims get facts checked, because Hillary Clinton claims, oh, if he would have had, like, silencers on the stuff, we'd never found him, all this bull crap. And the photo of Tim Kaine looks like a dude that's, like a fifth mugshot, and he's on meth, you know? Oh wow. My wife slash producer said it looked like the gunman's grandfather, but so I mean, Lord help the dude, but they've already shown most of the things he shot, the silencer wouldn't have, you would have still been able to locate the guy because it would have been the sound, it would have been the equivalent to the sound of a gunshot going off. That's kind of how it goes. You know? I mean, maybe Tim Kaine is born with it, maybe it's method bad, I mean. Oh, wow. I want to get into this story because this kind of says it all for me. What is this? The NFL ratings this year, 2017, compared to a year ago, week one, the NFL ratings in 2017 are down 13% compared to last year. Second week, 6%. Third week, 10%, then the fourth week, 8% down from a year ago. Now the question we have with all these bands, because there's been a photo where, look, the Army team kneeled. If they can kneel, then are they unpatriotic? And it was, and if you saw the game or you looked it up, they were kneeling in prayer. But my point being is, if they stop this national anthem protest, how many people are going to say, yeah, okay, if they stop it, I'll start watching it again? Or how many people are basically done with it and saying, you know what? Bye-bye. It's not excusable. So like murdering someone, say, oh, I feel bad, I shouldn't have done that. You know, no, you murdered someone, you know. Some people might be able to forgive and forget. Other people were like, no way. It's just one of those things that they've gotten a lot of people to basically say, bye, sayonara. It's one of those things that when you look at it from that standpoint of, I think in the end they'll probably have a 15% loss, because there are going to be people that are never going to go back, and shit. They shouldn't go back. And this kind of sums it up for me, because I want to see if I can find this article. Thought I saved it, but... Tim Murphy from Pennsylvania, he's a Republican, District 18, and he basically had a mistress. He is resigning because he had a mistress, and... Yeah, Pennsylvania GOP Congressman Tim Murphy has resigned from Congress amid revelations that he had an extramarital affair where he reportedly asked the mistress to get an abortion, you know, because he thinks that they have people. You're a human being. If you're a politician, if you're a president, if you're an actor, you're not above the law. You know, and I guess it's come out that he was doing the hanky panky with the mistress and she got pregnant and he's like, okay, you need to have an abortion, da 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 da. And nope. No, it hasn't said, it really didn't say if she had an abortion or anything to that nature. So. I don't know if it actually happened. I mean, is she still pregnant? Is she? But I guess he voted in favor of the 20-week abortion ban and all this stuff. And, you know, he's asked this chick to... Shannon Edwards to go ahead and here you go. It's one of those things that makes you wonder. Because it doesn't matter if you're a Democrat, Republican, or whatever. You're not above the law. But then again, I guess like if you want to have an extramarital affair, I don't know why. If you got a beautiful wife like I do, you know. Then you got to think about things. I mean, in some respect, I'm like, okay, why can't he? I mean, why does he have to resign? I mean, if he's that stupid, just say, okay, hey, buddy. Hey, you just let you know that the congressman you voted for, he's sleeping around on his wife. If you want that kind of person in political office, go ahead. If you don't. I'm a kind of a tobaccoist type person, okay? Tobacco is dead. They should be able to advertise. But you should have the right to say, hey, these things are very deadly, they're dangerous, don't do it. You know? If he wants to run for Congress, great. But hey, this dude's sleeping around on his wife. He got busted with one mistress. Who knows how many others? His wife left him, shouldn't you? Got about 26 minutes left in the program, folks. I want to thank you all for tuning in, wherever you are around the world. I want to get into this because there are thousands of Russians that have flocked to southern Siberia to follow a man who claims to be the reincarnation of Jesus. Yes, you heard me right. Sergei Toro, 56, was once a traffic policeman and a Red Army soldier before the collapse of the Soviet Union. He is not anymore. Now the man formerly known as Sergei calls himself Zizarin and says he is the founder of the Church of the Last Testament, the Guardian reported. That's right. Since the early 1990s, he has had attracted more than 5,000 followers who live by strict rules. They are not allowed to drink, smoke, or possess money. The leader teaches his followers about apocalypse, reincarnation, vegetarianism, and other things, and I believe in the Bible. And when Jesus comes back, you will know he comes back. I haven't heard the horns sound, the trumpets. The only thing I can say is at least he's not like, okay, hand over your money. About it. Other than that, you know, I think he's a false prophet. Now, what we need to do is ask him what he did in that period that's not in the Bible and see if his accounts match those of Joseph Smith's accounts. There you go. I mean, I believe this, I believe that fake, I believe that Siberian Jesus is about as much as I believe Chris Angel is real. And when he walks on water, he walks on water. When he floats from building to building, just watching those on TV, it's amazing if you pause them. Okay, how come there's about 10 people around him, and then the next clip of him going up in the air, there's like 2 people around him? And there are some of them where you can just look at the shadows and you can tell that the shadows are such that they had to been, this part here had to been cut and edited and had to been filmed from like more than, it had to have taken several hours to film. You know. But hey. It's one of those things that, you know, I think he's a joke. I mean, if even if he's doing good, I think he's doing harm by having people believe in him, not the real Jesus. It's just, I don't understand. I don't get it. Call me crazy, but I don't get it. But that's just how the cookie crumbles sometimes. I mean, look at all those people that follow the Church of Scientology and believe L. Ron Hubbard. I mean, because that dude is just like, I bet you $100 I can start a religion based off a science fiction novel. You're on. I won. Pay up. Now we got to make our religion seem like it's legit, so let's get celebrities, because if celebrities follow it, then it has to be real. Celebrities were the pre-internet, because it always used to be that joke that, hey, I saw it on the internet, it has to be real. Well, if celebrities support it, then it has to be a real thing. It can't be fake. Celebrities were pre-internet, not many people realize that. Well, that too. I mean, because like if a celebrity supported it or if it was on the news, it was real, no matter how bad it was. How much of bull crap it is. I mean, there is some interesting developments, because that CNN VP that was let go because she said like, oh, those people don't need sympathy. They're all basically, you know what, Republicans anyway, so who cares? She's been getting threats and all this stuff. I'm like, gee, that's karma coming back tenfold. Yeah, I think you can get hired on as a human target. You go down range 50 yards and we'll try to shoot at you. The longer you stay alive, the more you get paid. I'm just, yeah. But that's how it goes. I mean, people act like, well, okay, here we are, folks. We have this. I wouldn't wish that on Democrats. Okay, if some guy went into the Democratic National Convention and just started blowing people away, I wouldn't be saying, well, thank God they're Democrats. My producer over here has a no comment. Yeah. Yeah, see, my wife is the reason why there's a post on Facebook that says if the Lord gave me the strength and the power and the courage, I'd need bail money. Okay, now open your Bible. Okay. Revelation chapter 3 says, we serve a God that opens doors and no one can shut. We just hope it's the right doors. But, you know, that's how it goes. Yeah. But I guess, because everyone's negative Nancy about this and that and all this stuff, and I look at it like this, okay, well, how many things in this world have gotten more expensive? It's not like you buy stuff. See, what you need to do is, some things haven't gotten better with technology. Some things have. I mean, if it doesn't go bad, stock up. I mean, when have you had deflation to where, okay, I remember when they used to have 5 roast beef sandwiches. The Arby's commercial is 5 for $5. Now it's like four for like $5.95 or $6.95 or something. That's ridiculous. If you think Obama was so great, then when Obama was president, you should have been able to. Why aren't we back to, because we would still be basically going under a lot of Obama's policies. Trump stuff wouldn't even be affecting us yet, not even close. So why isn't a family of four being able to be provided by one income like it was in the 60s? No, I do two conversations a week. I work about 6.5 days a week. Bust my butt. And I'm broke. Hey, but that's okay. That's because we've had Trump for president for 3 months. Yeah. 4 months, 5 months, 6 months, 7 months. Nah, see, we've had, yeah, it was, this country was a problem. Like, the problem you have is you have a cookie jar, and I can take one cookie. Well, honest people take the one cookie. This one kid goes, well, no one's looking. I'm going to take two cookies. Well, crap, if you got away with two, I'll try to take three. And before you know it, you get to the last four people. Hey, we didn't even get a cookie. And then the honest people say, here, I got a cookie. I'll break it in half. You can have half of mine. Well, the other people, I took five cookies out of the jar. Yeah. That's what's going on. You got these politicians that are like that, like I talked about on Tuesday, that photo where it has a picture of John McCain smiling and waving, going, I got my health care. Good luck getting yours. I don't care. Until we have a system of checks and balances to where politicians are held responsible. I mean, I honestly believe we're one step away from civil war in this country in terms of, okay, the rich get rich and the poor get poorer. Well, I don't see the politicians sweating anything. All the Americans are. You know, I look at the politicians in this country like kings and queens, and, you know, their time of living high on the hog while the rest of us suffer is starting to go away. You know, when people are sitting there saying, okay, well, when I'm working 10 jobs just to support myself, and they're living like they're just kicking it and having a good life, and wait a minute here. Their time is coming to an end, and it's what people want. You know, people are starting to see, okay, wait a minute here, look at Colorado. They said all this stuff about pot. Okay, as soon as you legalize it, violence is gonna be tenfold. Okay, for every one person that's killed via marijuana violence, there's gonna be a million people that die. Well, none of the things they said have come to fruition. Opioid use is down. This use is down. That use is down. Everything that they said is the exact opposite happening. And people are starting to question a lot of things. People are starting to wake up and question what their politicians tell them. What a concept. We just got to get to that 1% of the voting, the 50% of the voting booth that's 18 to 30 that goes to college and thinks they know everything and watches Jon Stewart and thinks they're a political wizard. I'm not claiming I know everything. I don't think there is a magic bullet that solves everything. But then when you go to these hospitals and I feel like I'm going into like a Tiffany's store, I'm like, wait a minute here. No wonder my bill is so expensive. And a lot of places now, I remember I used to want to have a low, low, low copay. Why? Because when I went there, I didn't have to pay hardly anything for a copay. Now half the places I go, it says you get a $5 copay, but we demand $75 before you see the doctor. Can you pay that today? What's the point of having a copay if most hospitals I go to, they have a set demand that where it's $40 or $50 or $30 that they want you to pay, even if you got a copay. That's the wonderful healthcare system we have in this country. But okay. Seems to finally be someone that's trying to do something for the average working person. And the reason why he has so much opposition is because his opposition are the people that don't work. He passes legislation, I'm going to have to bust my ass. I'm going to actually get up in the morning and earn a living. Give everyone a djembe. Everyone in this country should own a djembe. Because then they'd have to learn, okay, well, you just can't play the thing. You got to make sure that the skin is nice and moist and oiled. You got to make sure that, like, especially in a dry climate that's not humid, like Arizona, you have to, you know, maybe put some shea butter in there, some coconut to keep the drum from drying out. You have to maintenance it. You have to take care of it to play it. They'd have to learn, you know, not just, it's like, here you go, I give you this, but you have to maintain it to make sure it works and it's playable. You know, we finally got a president that wants to make it so that, hey, you can work and make a living at it. You know, if you weren't getting taxed to death, maybe you could make it easier on your life instead of being, well, I gotta have $18 an hour, honk the horn, meh, meh. And you gotta have $17 an hour, I gotta have a $2 burger. Anybody bitch about prices? No one can bitch about prices unless you got celiac. You know, then you can bitch when, it's a guy's birthday and they made a cake. I can't eat it. Why not? I can't have wheat. Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, I'm sorry. Or I get people try to give me stuff all the time. What do you mean you can't have onion rings? They're breaded. So, man, can she have celiac? Can she be allergic to wheat just so that she can understand? They're in the kitchen, some of them. I guess that's why they put warning contains peanuts in the back of a peanut butter jar. Because someone's going to buy the damn shite, and they're going to be like, oh, I didn't know it had peanuts in it. What a concept. You call peanut butter because it's got peanuts in it. Who knew? But like, you know, well, these are beer battered onion rings. Well, beer has barley in it. I can't have barley, wheat, or rye. And there are some people that say I shouldn't have rice. You should go grain free. You know, there's a lot of people that are saying that, well, technically Cheerios is gluten free, but technically it's not because a lot of people, when they eat oats, their body assumes it's wheat. I don't feel I have that problem because the problems I have when I eat wheat, I don't get that with oats. So, but my point is, just frustrates me. Like, okay, well, when people over and over ask you to try to give you something, I don't get mad. No, I got glad trash bags, so I don't get mad, but you know. I get frustrated, basically. I get frustrated like people getting on the Fellaini bandwagon. I'm not, but as you know, if you watched today or saw, Germany and England qualified for the World Cup for next year. But if you've all heard, Mesut Ozil of Arsenal is looking at possibly coming to United. 40% of the people want him at United. I honestly believe I'd take Griezmann over Ozil, but that's just me. And if you take Ozil, you're probably going to get rid of Mata. He'd probably get less playing time. And they're not, they're about equally similar in their abilities. And since you've already got Mata, you know, so we'll have to wait and see. Ozil, I think, is someone that's been too, he's been at Arsenal too long. You know, nothing's happening to Arsenal. He's not going to get a championship, and he wants to be at the team where he can. You know, earlier this week, Fellaini basically was offered £80 million and supposedly through his agent, no, not £80 million, but £80,000 a week or something, and he wants £130,000 a week. Yeah, and I mean, I can't believe they're offering him a contract again. Well, let me see here. He scored 2 goals and looked really good against Crystal Palace. I'll grant you that. A team that hasn't scored a goal or won all season. It's not like it was a Man City or Chelsea. If he had played the way he did against Man City or Chelsea or Tottenham, okay, then I could say, yeah. But he hasn't done enough in the 4 years he's been at United for me to offer him a new contract. I'm sorry. I've never heard that Old Trafford feel like it's going to explode when he comes out there with cheers. When they had Bastian Schweinsteiger there, you better believe it. I thought that stadium was going to collapse with the people cheering and screaming and yelling and who did we get rid of? We got Schweinsteiger out. No, you don't have a plan. I mean, if you want to play here, we don't want you. But, you know, if you want to play, you better go somewhere else. I don't want you. I don't get it. But, you know, that's how the cookie crumbles, you know. I think Ozil may come to United. And I don't really want him at United, I will say that. If he came to United and we got to the top of the league, like we are basically contending and we're winning, you know, we're back to championship form like 3 or 4 seasons in a row, I'm not going to say, well, I'm not going to jump on a bandwagon. I would say, well, you know what? I didn't want him at United, but he has proved me wrong. I would still say, yeah, I didn't want him, but he came, and he did better than I expected him to do, you know. It's just me, you know. It's not like it's not a bandwagonable thing. It's going to be somewhere, yeah, well, I didn't expect him to be, you know, he's got a great left foot. I didn't expect him to be this, you know, amazing, but hey, he proved me wrong, you know. And that's one of those things, you know. Give someone a chance. You know, hey, Trump hasn't even been here 5 minutes, but we're not going to give him a chance. We're going to crap on his parade from day one, you know. Whether we get Griezmann or Ozil, whoever we get, give him a chance. If they suck, like Rooney basically never did at United until when he started to slow down near the end of his career. Then you say, okay. and give him a chance. Fellaini's sucked, basically, at United. So he scores two goals against a team that hasn't scored any and hasn't won a game. He better look good. Anyone on United better look damn impressive compared to Crystal Palace players that haven't. If you can't look good in front of in front of a team like Crystal Palace, you shouldn't be on the team to begin with. That's all I gotta say. Give people a chance. We got Mourinho. I wasn't a fan of him coming. I'm giving him a chance. Let's see how we do. Let's see how successful we are. I will be someone that say, hey, I didn't expect him to do what he did. I wasn't a fan of him coming here, but hey, we got two championships out of him. I'm happy. Got about 30 seconds left in the program, folks. I want to thank you so much for tuning in wherever you are around the world. You know, let's just come together as a world and do stuff as the United world and a united human race. And remember, with a firm alliance and the protection of the each other, our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Till next Tuesday, good night and God bless. Goodbye.